Dear Martin, I'm unsure how to talk to you. You are one of the greatest of the great men our country has produced. You are an American icon, along with Washington and Lincoln. You are a statue, a stamp, a national holiday. Thousands of streets and schools have been named after you. Like Washington and Lincoln, you are venerated and already quite a lot forgotten. And nonviolence, what happened to it? I'm writing you because I wanted to say what happened to it. I wanted to talk to you like a person, like a friend. I wanted to say that you planted seeds and what those seeds were and how they have grown and how they have grown in me. Here are some stories of those seeds. You told about the Montgomery bus boycott, of having to give the most decisive speech of your young life. You had almost no time to prepare. You were possessed by fear. With nothing left but faith, you turned to God in prayer. With a mammoth crowd filling the church and the grounds outside, with television cameras ready to send your image and words across the world, with no notes or manuscript, you said words like these. We are gathered this evening for serious business, but before all else, as American citizens, we are determined to have the fullness of our citizenship. We are here because we love democracy and our unshaken belief that democracy transformed from words on paper to living action is the most powerful force on earth. You know, my friends, there comes a time when you get tired of being trampled by the iron feet of oppression. There comes a time when you get tired of being plunged into the abyss of humiliation, where you experience the bleakness of despair. There comes a time when you get tired of being shoved out of the glittering sunlight of life's warm summer and left in the piercing chill of winter. And no, we are not wrong in what we are trying to do.